I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You made an excellent decision to tune into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of what I call personal initiative, your ability to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. We had the mindset called Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. I'm happy to have you here today because today we're going to talk about starting a business. How can you start a business online, right from where you are, on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, right now with no money? Is that possible? You start a business with no money whatsoever and then have money coming in that is based on your likeness, your name, your intellectual property, who you are, what you know, what you do. Is that possible? Absolutely is possible. I think you already knew it was possible. I mean, you see people out there doing it all the time. I mean, my business, personally, I didn't have any seed money to start my business. I didn't need any seed money. I guess the only seed money I had was a device. Okay, so whatever it cost me for the device, the phone or the computer, and then the Wi-Fi access, those are the things that, those were my investments. But I'm assuming that since you're listening to this podcast, you have access to a computer and you have access to the internet and everybody has a phone. So you already made those investments, not even thinking about doing it to start a business. You did it just because you felt like you needed them. So you already got everything you need. How can you start a business with no money? Can you start a business? Of course you can. Let's go right into the points here today. Some people ask me, about starting a business, or they ask me about, well, when I'm transitioning from student to the business world, I want to be an entrepreneur, or I'm not sure what I want to do, or I do know what I want to do, but I'm not sure I'm taking the right steps. Where can I go from here? Even talking to athletes who are transitioning out of playing the sport and want to go into the quote-unquote real world, but they don't want to have a quote-unquote regular job. They want to do something different. Is it possible? And if so, how do you do it? Is there a formula for it? That's the key question. Because someone could look at myself, or you could look at some YouTuber or some Instagrammer or some blogger or some, I don't know, professional speaker, anyone who does something where they're basically trading their intellectual property, which is who they are, what they think, what they do, their actions, their likeness, their personality, trading that in some way, getting money back from it, whether they're doing it actively or passively or a hybrid of both. You see it all the time. It's happening everywhere. But is there a formula? Is there one formula, one thing, one set of steps that would apply to all of these people, even though they may be different ages, different nationalities, different genders, different topics that they're talking about, different ways that they get their message out there? Is there a strategic way of looking at it that anyone could follow? That's a great question. I have a great answer. The answer is yes. And I'm going to give it to you here today in three simple steps. Point number one, you must be very, very, very good at or have people who are good at one of two things. Speaking, like what I'm doing right now is speaking either through audio or speaking on camera for video or writing. You got to be good at either speaking or writing. I mean, there's no other way to get what you think or what you feel or what you're doing or what you saw to other people's ears or eyes without either saying it or writing it down. One of those ways, I mean, you could demonstrate it, I guess. And then you got to be, you need someone who is either good at that or, and rather, doing what you do, like looking good, playing a sport. So these are the things you got to be good at. Let me make sure I made that clear. I gave you four different things there. Speaking, either through audio, through a microphone, or on video, where you also have a microphone, where people can see you and or hear you, and or writing. Speaking or writing, those are skills you got to have to get what you know out to other people. And then if there's something that you do, like if looking good is part of your brand, then you got to be good at looking good. You got to be able to do it consistently. Playing a sport, if playing a sport's part of your brand, you got to stay in shape and go to that gym or go to that field or go to that track or go to that pool and show that every single day that you're doing it. Speaking and writing, these are the two important things you need to get from this. You got to be good at getting your point across. That's the only way you can share your expertise. And the thing that you need to understand, if you're going to start a business based on your intellectual property, you need some area of expertise. Doesn't mean you have to be a scholar. Doesn't mean you have to read a whole lot of books. It means whatever thing you do and whatever way you do it, you need to be known as the guy or the girl for doing that thing. When you get to that point, that's when you can start naming your own prices, when your phone starts ringing, but you got to build that brand. That's going to take an investment of time. But you need to know how you're going to disseminate your expertise. How are you going to get other people to know you're an expert? How are you going to help other people with your expertise? Because if it's not helping other people, no one's going to recognize you as an expert. Someone's going to say, this person's an expert because look how they helped me get from point A to point Z. That's what makes you an expert. So you got to be really good at speaking or writing. Hey, if you're good at both, be good at both. And the additional, the next level, second level skills would be, or the second tier skills, a little bit lower level, is looking good, playing a sport, anything that you do that's kind of performance, but you still got to be able to explain. You got to be able to talk. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? How can other people understand it? Getting your point across, whatever that point happens to be. You don't have to be a teacher, but whatever point that you want to make, you got to be able to make that point. That's the only way you can communicate with other people. That's the only way you can build a relationship with them, and they can start to feel like they know you or that they understand you or that you understand them or on the same page as them. You got to be able to get your point across to show that you know the point, that you know what you're saying and you understand them and they can understand you. Point number two, today's topic is how to start a business online with no money. Next thing you got to do is pick a platform or format and kill it there at that location and kill it there first. Let me give you an example so you understand what I'm saying. Even going back to point number one, when I wanted to get my name out there, it was before I even knew I wanted to get my name out there. I started with a little blog, free blog post site that became dreallday.com. But my real first platform was doing things on video. Playing my sport. I was doing my thing, playing the sport. I wasn't doing that much explaining. The explaining kind of came later as people kept asking me questions, and I was doing it on video. So between speaking or video, I was doing mine on video. And at some point, I had to learn how to write about it because people said, well, do you have a website? Have you written about your experiences? Have you ever thought about writing a book? These are things that came along later, but I had to be good at playing my sport and doing it on video. That was part of the presenting part. That was my presentation for people to see it over and over and over again. And I did it on YouTube. I just kept putting video after video after video on YouTube every single day, sometimes multiple videos a day. And I killed it there. being there on YouTube is how people came to know me, making these basketball videos. Hey, you want to learn basketball? It's this dude named Dre All Day. Dre Baldwin on YouTube. He's doing basketball videos. You got to kill it in that space first. Whatever your space is going to be where you start off, if you want to write blog posts, write blog posts. You want to write books, write books. You want to podcast, podcast. You want to make videos, vlogs on YouTube, or you just look at the camera and talk, do that. Whatever way you're going to do it, whatever platform or format you are going to start with, whatever one you're most comfortable with or you feel has the most opportunity for you, get into a platform and kill it on that platform. Whatever that platform is, you got to kill it there where you are. In photos, videos, writing, whatever it is, choose one, be the man or be the woman there before you try doing everything at the same time. Before you try doing all the social medias and you're going to write a book and you're going to do YouTube videos, you're going to do webinars, you want to go do public speaking. Instead of trying to do all of them at once, kill it and become the person in one of those formats. And once you become the person in one of those formats, then leverage that format to expand yourself once you're established. That's the way it goes. I want to say that again to make sure you caught it. Pick a platform or format, kill it there on that platform. Then choose, once you've chosen what that platform is, and you become the man or the woman in that platform, or at least have a strong established name. You don't have to be the best or number one, most famous overall before you expand. But once you have an established position there, then you expand into other platforms, into other formats that you want to get yourself out, and then give some time to those formats and build up each one. But you got to pick a platform first. What are you going to be known for? Is it going to be video? Is it going to be writing stuff? Is it going to be pictures with interesting deep captions? What is it going to be that you're going to kill it at that's really going to get people to know you? Because when you got people knowing you on one platform, you know what you can say to them? Hey, I'm on this other platform too. Follow me over here, or subscribe to me over here, or watch this thing that I posted over here. But first, you got to build that platform where you are. Choose one and become the person in that space. Number three. And today's topic is how to start a business online with no money. I already gave you the first 2 points, which is be very good at how you disseminate whatever you do, whether that's speaking or writing or a combination of both. Next one is pick a platform and kill it there on that platform. The third one is how do you actually make the money? Because let's say you're really good at speaking and then you're doing vlogs on YouTube and you got all these subscribers and all these fans and followers. You still haven't made any money yet. And we're talking about starting a business. Business means money. You got to have some products. Point number three, products. Goods or services that you're offering. This can be a physical good. It can be an intangible service. Whatever it is, all you have to do to know that your audience wants it is this. Answer the questions of your established audience. Answer the questions that they are continuously asking. And understand, just because someone says something that does not have a question mark doesn't mean it's not a question. For example, when I was making my YouTube videos, people would often comment, man, I wish I had an empty gym like you. I wish I had an indoor gym like you, Dre. Where I live is only one court and it's 5 blocks away and it's dusty and there's no other court within a 5 mile radius. These are the type of things that people would say. Or I go to the gym too. I'm in America, Dre, and I never see the gym empty. Or I live in Miami. I never see the gym empty. A lot of people were asking the question, how can I get an empty gym or empty court to myself? So I answered that question by making a video. Hey, if you don't have an empty gym, here's what you need to do, or here's how you can find one, or here are the steps you can take to make sure you're getting your work in, even if there are people all over the court every time you want to work on your game. So I answered that question. I didn't necessarily charge for that answer. Let me be clear, because sometimes you got to take people tier by tier. I didn't charge money for the answer to that question, but what I did was build a deeper relationship with my audience. I got more trust from my audience because they said, okay, this guy's reading my mind. The thing that I'm thinking, he just made something about. He addressed a question that I hadn't even asked. It feels like this guy's reading my mind. I feel like this guy knows me. What does that mean? They trust me more. They become even more of a fan. So eventually they're going to have a question in which I have an answer to which they do need to pay, and they're going to pay for it. Why? Because there's a relationship there. See, this is all part of it. Your product is not just what you charge money for. Your product is you giving people something that they need and want, where it feels like you already know what their needs are without them even having to express that need. That's how you build a relationship. If any of you is in an intimate relationship, you know, if your guy or your girl anticipates something that you need before you even say anything, that builds trust in you in that relationship, because you're like, wow, she knew I needed that and I didn't even say anything. He thought of that for me and I hadn't even expressed that I needed it, but you did need it. When you feel like that person is reading your mind, that deepens the relationship. So then when it gets to the point that that person may need to ask something of you, it will be very easy for them to ask and very easy for you to say yes. Why? Because the relationship has been built, because you anticipated, because you offered something that they needed and they didn't even have to say it. And even if they did say it and you went and provided it quickly, that builds a relationship as well. So your products are answering the needs and questions of your established audience. And then once you have gotten them to the right tier or you have the right product or service to offer, charge money for it. People will pay for the things that they need. Trust me, food, clothing, shelter. We all need it. Do you pay for food? Do you pay for your clothes? Do you pay for where you live? Okay, we all pay for food, clothing, shelter. Why? Because we need it. When someone feels like they need the answer to a question, they feel like they need this challenge that they're having every single day to be addressed, they will pay for the answer if you can provide it and if you already have that established relationship. So you have people who are already engaged and interacting by this point because you picked the platform, you decided to kill it on that platform. So everyone knows if they want to find Lisa X, they got to go to Instagram.com/LisaX, whoever that is, not a real person. Or maybe it is, but that's not who I'm talking about. They know they got to go to that platform to find you. They are engaged. They're paying attention. They're seeing everything you're doing. They're going to ask questions that are related to what you do, or at least what they think you do, or how you could help them, what they aspire to be. Answer those questions. Answer it with a product. Answer it with more free stuff that you're giving out. Answer it somehow, some way. Just answer it and make sure they know you answered it, because when you answer people's questions, you build trust. You build a relationship. And when there's trust in a relationship, you can ask for things such as buy my book for $25 or whatever the case happens to be. You got to build that trust first. And that's why you got to follow these steps properly as I'm giving them. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to start a business online with no money. Number one, you need to be very good at a platform, one of these formats, rather. We'll call these formats, such as speaking. Not such as, but two things. Speaking, which is either on audio, like you're hearing me now, or on video, where you will hear me and see me, or you need to be good at writing, because those are the ways to get the point across. You either say it or you write it down. All right, those are the only two ways to get your point across. You say it or you write it down. If you cannot get your point across or help people understand what you're thinking, why you're thinking it, why it's funny, why it's important, why it's informative, why I need to know it, whatever it is that you're trying to get across, if you can't get it across in speaking or writing, there's no way anyone can know how great you are. You got to get good at one of those. You better be damn good at one of those. And if you're not good at either, then get some people around you who are really good at it, or make yourself better at it. All right, those are all choices that you have, but you got to have a way to get your whatever's in your mind out of your head and out into the world for other people to consume, because that's how they can come to like you, know you, trust you. Point number two, pick a platform and kill it on that platform. It's going to be Facebook, kill it on Facebook, or Instagram, or YouTube, or you're going to write books, you're going to be a public speaker, or you're going to work with people one-on-one. Whatever way you're going to get out there and have people know you, decide on that platform and kill it. You got to just keep pounding on that platform until you become established. That may take time. It could take years. It could take months. It may take you putting something out every single day. It may take you posting every other hour, whatever it happens to be, but you got to be active and you got to be out there. And once you start killing it on that platform, people will come to know you on that platform. Then you can say to them, hey, I just got on this platform too. Hey, make sure you come follow me over here as well. And they can tell their friends and things start to spread. But get one platform first before you try to be an octopus and do everything at the same time. And there's only going to be more and more platforms as time goes on in our world. And point number three, products. All your products are answers to the questions and needs of your audience. Any question that keeps coming up, any need that you see is being expressed, answer it. You may not necessarily have to write a whole book or make an online info course on it. What it means is you can make a video, you can make a free Instagram post, you can talk about it in your IG story or your Snapchat story, whatever it is, but you must address the questions that people are asking. If you're not addressing their questions, they will go elsewhere to have their questions addressed, and if someone else addresses their question, they may take your fans. So you make sure you don't blow that one. Your products are answering the questions and needs of the people who are coming to you. That's all it is. The product does not necessarily have to cost money, because if it doesn't cost money, it helps you build trust. When you build trust, you have more of a relationship. When you have a relationship, you can make an ask. When you make an ask, such as making an offer to buy something, a sale, people will buy. This is how you start a business online with no money whatsoever. You follow these steps, I guarantee it works. Work on your game. Dre all day. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.